Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Thursday. It's Thursday.
Almost 2 weeks of this, huh?
I know. I swear to God, yesterday I felt like I was just on the edge. Like, I actually had a really long daydream about just, like, streaking.
What?
Like, anything to... Because, essentially, the highlight of my day yesterday was getting bleach. I was like, oh my God, no more dingy whites. This is amazing. Like, and then I'm, like, walking it into the laundry room, and I'm thinking, this is the highlight of my day. Like,
streaking?
What could I do to make this?
Yeah, we're still back at, I think everybody's headed for Mill Valley, right? I mean, I'm about to load up my van.
Well, that's where it came from. I thought to myself, how can this be the highlight of my day? Like, do I need to streak to make my day more, like?
Yeah, you do. it turns out nobody in my house wants to come, but I'll be there. Bryn, I'll pick you up on my way through town.
Yeah, that sounds great.
You guys can't do it. You're going to have to convoy. Hey, I can not really hear Bryn at all. I can see that he's talking, but...
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Do you got me?
Yeah, you could even use a little more volume, actually.
Oh, wow.
Is it? I don't know if it's the same for Vinny, but I'm not hearing Bryn at all.
That's okay.
I got him okay.
Okay. Yeah, so streaking.
But I knew he was going to agree. We'll come watch you streak. It'll be a fun time.
Well, I'm not going to do it when I've got an audience set up. Jesus.
What?
It's supposed to be a surprise. I guess you're going to have to hang by my house until the urge overtakes me.
Well, back to what you were saying a minute ago. Not many highlights per day. So sure, why not? I mean, sitting in the bushes outside your house sounds like more fun than...
Yeah, you guys come hang out. I'll throw you like a slice of pizza every now and then.
Oh, good.
You know. That's on the COVID-19 diet, for
no,
sure.
No, I'm with you on your sentiment. I have I don't want to bitch about kids because there's just...
Go ahead and bitch.
You know, no, we made them. It's our own fault. We didn't know that we'd get trapped in the house with them, but...
Still, it's cathartic, Vinny, I promise you.
There's no question that this has been... There's highlights, there's really cool moments, and there's definitely like, hey, we're lucky, we're not sick. We've got a place to shelter in place with and all that. But, man, kids are annoying, and they are nonstop. Oof.
That's a word for kids, nonstop.
Yesterday's highlight with my oldest was, you want to hear some crap first?
Mm-hmm.
Before I get to the highlight. So one of the things that's happening through the boredom is my wife will just hand my daughter the phone to talk to Nona or Maka or whatever. And she'll just walk to her room and hide and be in there and talking.
Which is nice. That's 10 minutes of peace and quiet. Well,
I hear my kid telling on me. So I'm in my room with my guitar and I'm not even paying attention to what's going on around me. I stop and I'm starting to clean up and I hear my kid talking to Maka and going, and this is her sentences. Yeah, I don't know why, but my dad still uses the F word a lot. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Why would you tell Maka that, first of all? And second of all, that's not even true. I mean, I do use it, no question. And she has heard that more times than I'd like to say. But all the time?
Well, I assume that even a lot to her would be like, boy, Vinny doesn't swear anymore to us. You know, because we're all such sailors.
Well, I was sitting there, and I'm having a moment where I'm like, how do I deal with this one? So I actually thought about how you've said, well, I've told my kids there's family secrets. And I'm like, I don't know that I can pull off dad's filthy mouth is a family. Well, but is that a family secret? I don't think so.
I mean, it's not a well-kept secret. I know it.
Right. Well, I ended up going, why? Let me ask you a question. She goes, okay. Why did you tell Maka that your dad uses the F word too much? And she's like,
And she goes, did she feel bad about it?
No, she didn't know that I'd heard that and goes, I don't know. And I go, right. You don't know why. I mean, I get it. Something you're looking for stuff to talk about, but do me a favor. Could you?
Don't wrap me out to your.
So she's like, okay. So it went all right, but I still felt like, Jesus Christ, kid.
Did you explain
snitches get stitches. Yeah, tell her. You know, lay down the law, man.
No, but I was still like, I trip on this telling thing because while I think it's just it's an ugly look, you don't want to be the dad that's like, don't tell anybody, because then. I just hate to think that she'd tell someone that. My dad's told me to never tell. Then people are like, oh, God, what's going on in that house?
Well, you make that a family secret, too. I actually think it might be too late to start. We started the family. I grew up with the family secret. Like, that was something that every weekend we went to my grandmother's house. She lived a couple towns over. And all the cousins would be there. And we would hang out all day. And on the way home, we would have what we called the debrief. You know, the three of us in the back of the station wagon or whatever. Probably no seatbelts. It was the 70s.
Right.
And
probably.
Nobody touched seatbelts. Yeah, I remember just laying down in the back of the station wagon and being asleep sometimes. That was a nice feeling. Like when you'd get home from the half-hour drive to your grandma's house and you'd be asleep and your parents would carry you. And mm-hmm. that was nice. Even if you weren't really asleep, you just like, you just didn't feel like walking.
Sure.
But we would have the my parents would bitch about the other aunts and uncles or the grandparents or, whatever. And they'd, say, hey, how did your day go with your cousins? And we'd all bitch about the cousins or we'd tell some funny story, whatever it was. And my mom would always say from the time I was really little, like, these are conversations that we have as a family and they're family secrets. I'll tell you, as long as you can keep family secrets, we'll have debriefs and we'll, and have our fun family convos, but we're all trusting each other that these are just within the family. And I always took it for granted that was how. So when my kids were born, I started the family secret thing early. Like, you can say anything you want about anybody who isn't in this family. You can be upset. You can be happy. You can brag about yourself or something that you're proud of. And it's a family secret. This is a conversation we're having as a family, and they like it. Like even my kids, I won't say which one. They've been to therapy, one of them and both of them, and only one, just to confuse the issue. But when they were underage, occasionally you'd have, they had me for a mom.
There's no
surprise.
Okay, listen, before you go any farther, there's nothing wrong with therapy. It's good
for
them.
No, of course not.
They were able to work it all out. That's great.
Yeah, look, when the questions got too hard, they needed someone to talk to. And listen, nobody wants to tell their mom stuff. So before they were 18, occasionally you'd have these meetings with whatever therapist. And they brought up that they loved the debrief and the family secrets.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, I didn't even realize, you don't realize that it's such a thing in their life. But the one of them said that's the thing the kid looks forward to most whenever you guys do anything is that on the way home in the car.
The family
has a talk.
Huh.
And it's, and that's, that's like at dinner time and stuff. It's when you do all the talking. You rehash everybody's day, and they and it's a safe space to tell anybody anything.
Well, I just threatened her. I was
yeah,
like,
don't
look,
threaten her. Just tell her it's just, you know, a special thing for the family.
I tried to explain to her, look, you want me to tell everybody the things that you do, the mistakes you make? Look,
yes,
I make
her.
Mistakes. I'm extremely flawed. That word does come out of my mouth. I'm not proud of it. I'm a work in progress, young lady. Even adults make mistakes. But if you continue to rat me out, I'm going to start doing it back to you. And she was like, I don't want the. Okay, good. Then zip it when it comes to. God. And I heard something else that I was super bummed about, but I'm not even going to say that on the air because.
Family secret.
Well, it's just one of those. She was talking to a friend and was sort of. Now I'm telling you. She's talking to a friend. And they started talking about boys. And I was like, what in the hell? What do you mean, well, she's six?
Yeah, that's... I remember having crushes in kindergarten, for sure.
You do?
Absolutely.
I know.
I don't remember the kid's name, but there was this kid. I couldn't stop thinking about him. I just wanted to kiss him so bad.
Was his name
I didn't even
Tucker?
Know what I wanted. No, it wasn't Tucker, you dick. God.
It was your cousin Tucker?
It wasn't my, oh my God. I'm done. I'm done talking. That was a family secret I never should have shared with you guys.
Oh, yeah. I got lots of good ones out of you through the years. Beautiful. Anyway, yeah, I was just like semi-mortified that the two young ladies were talking about boys. I was just like, hey, oh, oof.
Did you go in and say enough about that, or did
no,
you just let
I didn't,
go on?
I left that one. That's actually as much of a bummer as that is, that's even working in her headspace at all. That's normal-ish and not my business. The part about ratting me out with the F word, that was...
Felt like your business.
I had to manage that, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like I needed to.
Yeah.
Anyway, the yesterday's highlight was me. I haven't been able to get that girl to lay down and let me work on that tooth, the one that's supposed to come out.
Oh.
And I got her to lay down, and I was able to get her laughing hard enough that I was really able to work on that tooth's coming out today.
Do I know about this tooth? Are the other ones coming in?
The other two, okay. There's two adult bottom back, adult front teeth on the bottom that are in. They're in. They're behind the other two little baby teeth.
Oh, so those need to come out.
They need to come out. And every time I ask her, she's like, oh, no, not now. And then she's able to wiggle out of it.
Mm. Wiggle.
Right. Well,
no,
last night I got
six.
Her.
She's six. Brain, come on.
Soup, man.
I didn't think what you're thinking.
Well,
anyway,
it's like a porn song. I don't want to hear that with, you know, our little girl.
Anyway, I got to work on the tooth. It was sort of like I had her laughing so hard that I could really put some elbow into it, and that thing's coming out today. Yeah. So, and she's sort of afterwards, she goes, oh, it's barely hanging. And I was like, yep.
Yank it, girl.
Yeah, we're going to do this. It's coming out tomorrow. Yeah.
Once the first one's out, maybe the second one will come out easier, too.
I believe that'll be the case. You're right.
I say grass and needle nose pliers. Let's get that thing out of there.
But back to your highlight of the day was the bleach thing. Yeah, yeah, I mean, days are pretty long and boring in quarantine,
it's such
everybody.
A weird thing, because I'm thinking to myself, like, what did I used to love to come home, and it seemed like I was never bored. And I wasn't leaving the house. You know, what was I doing?
Well, you could actually see people.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I guess I just didn't have this whole thing. Like, it's like a constant, you know, you got the circle of things you're thinking about. And I just keep coming back to coronavirus, you know, just. And that, I guess when things get taken away from you, whether you would have done them or not, they, you know, you actually start to miss them. But anyway, it was just one of those days where I couldn't get right. Like, there was just something wrong all day. It was almost like I'm waiting for something to happen. And I guess I thought maybe streaking would take my mind off it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
For some
back
reason, I just couldn't. No, it's just, that's not. Of course, I'm not going to streak. Although maybe I am going to streak. Like, I'm so just like, what do I do now with myself? Like, even my book, I keep trying to read my book, and I'm like, oh, God, it's so boring. It's all boring. And all I mean, I could lose myself in a book any old time when it wasn't my only option, I guess. Instagram, that's my other outlet. I'm watching everybody's perform. Like, Matt Nathanson did another concert last night from his house. That was fun. I'm watching Scott Capurro do his stuff. There's tons of people on, and not just on Instagram, obviously, every platform available to man. My kids were talking me through. I go, hey, you guys know about Zoom? They're like, yeah, we've known about Zoom for years. We don't use that. They're so high and mighty. They use some other thing, and I don't even have the name of it, and they brought me over to it, and they show me, and it's all these, like, it's basically chat rooms, Vin. It's, you know, for whatever you're into, you've got all these sort of, and you can see everybody who's online and available and have a convo with one of them at any time.
But this isn't porn. This is actual convos or topics.
Yeah, it's like sort of social media for video chats or something.
Oh, all right.
I really wish I could remember the name of the program, but they were both on it. I go, did you guys know you were both on it? He goes, and neither one of them did. But it's the thing because I hear my kid all day, like, Sean is fine. He's happy in his room. He's recording songs, and I hear him talking and laughing all day long. So I was asking, like, what are you on, Zoom? And no, they have this other thing. And I was like, hey, is there a way that you can set it up so that the four of us, you know, our morning show, can be on there and people could just watch? And they both kind of looked at me blankly, like, I don't think so. I think anybody who's involved in it is also a picture on the screen. Because we're trying to figure out something so that if you wanted to, you could watch us on your computer. And it's almost too bad we can't sort of live stream this little thing that we have set up on the phone.
There's a way, but we'll deal with that afterwards, off the air.
Oh, so you say you've had conversations and you've been told no?
No, I haven't. I've been having conversations with Nicole about ideas and stuff like that, and we both have some ideas. I'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah,
but is it GroupMe or WeChat or
no
Line? Not GroupMe though, huh?
No.
All right.
It's some other crap. It looks super complicated.
Well, ask them later today.
Yeah,
write
it
down.
I will. And then I did a live video yesterday of I did a house tour. I was actually thinking yesterday, I'm like, I'm so bored, I want to just go and open up all my medicine cabinets and show people. Like, it's honest to God, like, what else is left? You can't leave your house. So all you can do is your house tour. I'm like, oh, these are my dishes. Here's where I keep my cups, you know.
You know what you need?
What?
You need a couple young kids, because I haven't had time to struggle like you are. I really haven't had.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm struggling in different ways, and I definitely have moments where I think, aren't you guys done for the day? It's like 3 p.m. I'm over you already. And they're still going.
And there's
like
5 hours left in the day.
It's really... Yesterday, I got to pull out... So I told you I got my kid sort of started on Minecraft. Mm-hmm. She's probably too young for it, but it's such a slow going thing at this point. She'll probably be age appropriate by the time we figure it out.
I was playing
race car games yesterday, and they're pretty fun. So I was playing.
I saw a post that you put up about that. Which game is that?
Something like Chase Turbo. It's old school. It's definitely on Xbox, but it's not one of the modern, like, you know, the newest version of Halo. It's an old school race car game. It was fun. Yeah, I had a few fun moments and then realized it hurts my thumb, and I was over it.
Oh. It's hurting your thumb. Are you pressing too hard? You're the guy who hurt your hand ringing your bell, you know.
Right, absolutely.
A light touch.
I could not do that. It's too stressful.
Did the kids play it too? Were they?
They don't play the car game, and she's playing that Minecraft game. And actually, the missus is pretty good at the car game. But we're just looking for ways to stay entertained. I mean, I feel very fortunate right now that we're not sick, and that we have a place to stay. And I'm trying not to let the kid annoyances drive me crazy.
Well, on that note, actually, we are lucky. We're able to do our jobs from home. We're working from home. We're not out on the roads. The essential workers who are out there still doing their jobs. Bryn actually had a great
Bryn is showing me the game. That's it.
Oh.
Horizon Chase Turbo.
That's the one.
There it
you
is.
Know
Chase
it?
Turbo.
I don't
Horizon
know.
Chase Turbo.
Oh, you'd love it. It's super fun.
I bet I would. I love racing games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sorry. These days, it's fine. Out on the road, you can play those games because there's nobody else out there. So if you're out there and you're an essential worker, because there's a lot of people, we've talked about a lot of people in the last 2 weeks who are, you know, thank you to the garbage picker-uppers, from everything from that to the doctors and nurses and other healthcare workers who are out on the front lines. And Bryn wanted to do a Capeless Heroes segment because we've all, you know, everybody's got their story about how they're coping. So if you're an essential worker who's out there, and you want to come on and say hi to your friends or tell us, you know, what's going on in your life and how you're dealing, we want to take a minute and thank you. We're going to do that at about 8 o'clock, but you need to email Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. And don't forget to include your telephone number so that we can call you. We want to give you a little thanks, you know, give you a chance to be on the radio and say hi to your friends and your family and
coworkers. If you're out there, this is something that I've there's two ways that this has affected people I know that I'm close to. One is small business owners are being decimated by this. So the trouble that they're dealing with includes laying off employees they've known for had for many, many years, and they take it there. It's a big deal to have employees and know that your employees love you and, you know, and work hard for you and want their paychecks, and to have to lay them off is stressful and difficult. Yep. And even worse is that the money stream has dried up, and now you're looking at possibly what? Closing? So there's a few people I know dealing with that reality, which is just yikes. And then I know some people who are in the medical field who are dealing with going to work every day, and they do not have this is the scariest, maybe the scariest part of this whole thing. The people that have to deal with this at the hospital level don't have the gear they need.
No.
And so if you want to be a hero out there, if you're sitting on masks, man, I don't know if you're waiting for the right moment, but we'll help facilitate that right moment in finger quotes. If you want to get the masks to us, or you want to plug your business while you hand the mask to the hospital, however you want to deal with it, I'd love to see these people who are on the front lines get the stuff they need to at least go to work every day.
It's the worst part of the hoarding thing. Like, you know, the worst part is not that your butt's dirty or that you're out of toilet paper. It's that the people who need masks to protect themselves from the people who have the virus do not have that. You know, these fabric masks that a lot of people are making, they're not for the people who are dealing with COVID-19. They're for the people who aren't, so that their hardcore masks can go to those people. It's
right.
It's a whole thing. Look, there's a million links online. If honestly, even if you just have 5 extras, now is the time.
Let's do it. Right.
Yeah,
get them to
the
ER near your house.
Right, exactly. Find the hospital closest to you, call them and tell them you're coming, and drop those things off. Maybe they'll even meet you in the parking lot so you don't have to go in, or, you know, whatever your
however
fears are.
You want to do it. Now's the time to get that stuff to the people who are working hard, because you may end up there and they may be sick. I mean, if you end up at the hospital and they've got no staff on duty because they're all sick, it'll be because they didn't have the equipment needed to treat people.
Right.
Which
I
is
actually wonder if there's people who, like, healthcare workers who've had it and are past it, if they have some kind of special status in the hot, you know what I mean? Like, they're a person maybe who's now able to have more direct contact with someone who has this.
I have an article on that. One of the big questions I have is, if you catch it, can you catch it again?
Right.
So that is, I'll answer that when I do the news at 6:30. But it's definitely one of the big questions, right?
Well, so let's get rolling here. And again, this Capeless Heroes thing, it's a cute idea from Bryn. And it's a way that you can, you know, if you're out there working hard, it's our way to thank you and your way to say hi on the radio to your friends and family. Send an email to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. KLSE, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.